Today, December 6th, is the feast day of one of the most popular saints in the history of the church, St. Nicholas. And what we know about St. Nicholas is that he was a bishop in the 4th century, died about the year 350. We know he was imprisoned for a while during the persecution of Diocletian, one of the most fierce anti-Christian emperors of the day. And he was known, obviously, St. Nicholas was known for his generosity, especially to the poor. He was bishop of a place called Myra, which is in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. And he became so popular that Sicily, Greece, and Russia have taken him as their patron saint. And there's over 400 churches in England named after St. Nicholas. Well, he was known, as I said, for his generosity and his gift-giving. I guess the most famous story about him was that he heard about a man who had three daughters, and they were so poor that the man could not come up with a dowry in order to marry off his daughters to decent young men. And so St. Nicholas secretly, placed bags of coins on three different occasions through the window of the house. And the last time he was caught, so they eventually found out who the secret giver was, the secret Santa was. So he became known as somebody who was very generous and who secretly gave gifts. He's also the patron saint of sailors, merchants, pawnbrokers, and children. And of course, throughout history, he became known as Father Christmas, and in Germany, Sinterklaas, and of course in America, Santa Claus. And the reason why Santa wears red today is because, obviously, as St. Nicholas being a bishop, he wore red. And of course, there are many customs that grew up over the years on the feast day of St. Nicholas, the children, especially in Germany, putting their shoes out the night before, hoping to find them filled with candy the next morning. Sometimes filled with lumps of coal, depending on how good they were that year. So I think what we can learn from St. Nicholas is that here we have somebody that, lived, 1,700 years ago, and yet his generosity to the poor, his gift-giving, especially in secret, has really changed the world and made it such a better place. Think of all of us, that give gifts at Christmas time. Primarily because we want to imitate God the Father who gave us his only Son. Always remember John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. So Jesus is the gift of the Father. And because of that, we give gifts to each other at Christmas. Always a reflection of God giving us the greatest gift, which is his Son Jesus Christ. So Nicholas is the saint most associated with the giving of gifts as really being the heart of the Christian faith, Christ himself, the greatest gift. And lastly, I think we should remember that Nicholas really preferred to give his gifts in secret. And that's something that we should always remember how important it is not to try to receive an earthly reward for our gift giving. But Jesus says that if we do acts of charity in secret, that God will repay us, not in this world, but in the next world.